So my guests today are Trudy Braithwaite, who's a founder member of the Martinstown Circle Suppers, and Kathy Siegel, who's the chair as well. So we'll start off with you, Trudy. So a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Andy. Thank you for inviting us.
Well, thank you for coming in. Now, tell us a little bit about what Martinstown Circle Suppers do. A bit of a tongue twister, actually. What you do.
Oh, it is. Well, it's a nice little community group, and we get together and we fundraise for a nominated charity, which has got a local element or local cause next to us. And we also hold a series of suppers. So this year, I think we've got in excess of 30 people who are joining us for about 19 suppers throughout the year, and then a series of events as well.
Sounds like great way of raising money. So raising money while you're eating.
Yes, certainly. It is a lot of fun, and it does bring a lot of people together in the village itself. Mm. So,
and how long have you been going, the organisation?
We're now in our 10th year.
Mm. And I can see you've raised a lot of money in that time.
Over £37,000 to date.
That's amazing, really.
Yeah.
How many people are in the Circle Suppers?
Well, the members itself is in excess of 35, but we've just got a small committee that kind of brings everybody together.
Mm. Excellent. Let's bring in Kathy. Now, Kathy, you've recently raised a lot of money for Dorset Poverty Action, haven't you?
That's right, yes. We raised last year £7,350 for Dorchester Poverty Action, which was really, really pleasing for all of us. And it is a small group of villagers who are involved in the suppers, but of course the whole village gets involved when there's a community event that we're putting on. And last summer we had a really successful garden fete. We're very lucky that Lily and Chris, who live in the manor in the village, allow us to use their beautiful grounds for our garden fete. It's the second time they've done that. And we get the whole village really gets involved, supporting us and running stalls and giving us gifts for the raffles and things like that. And this year, this July, we had really the best day there. We had sunshine and it was fantastic. And that produces a large amount of what we raise in the year. The suppers produce a good over £1,000 a year, but the fete brings us around £5,000, so that's excellent. Yeah,
fantastic. And are you always on the lookout for new members?
Oh, always on the lookout for new members. I have to say that once the year starts and we've got our rota in place, and that takes quite a lot of juggling, then it's quite difficult to incorporate new people as hosts, because how it works is that in the course of a year you host once and are invited to supper three times. So when you host, you provide a delicious supper for probably 4 to 6 guests, and when you're a guest, you pay £20 each, bring along a bottle, and you enjoy some fantastic food, and get to know people in the village who you may not have come across or got to know very well before. So, and what's really good about that is that when new people move into the village, we get to kind of know them through the year, and then we invite them to join us on the supper club, and that gives them a chance then of meeting other people in the village. It works really well like that.
It sounds like a very good way of doing things, actually. Very good, you know, so you take it in turns to host it. Now then, Trudy, is there pressure on you when you host a supper?
Absolutely not. No. I think that's what's so lovely. It's really relaxed and informal, situation, so everyone can just go and enjoy themselves and chat naturally.
It's a great way of raising money, isn't it? Now then, tell us, what's you're raising money for Mosaic now. Can you explain a little bit?
And enjoy themselves and chat naturally.
It's a great way of raising money, isn't it? Now then, tell us, what's you're raising money for Mosaic now. Can you explain a little bit, Kathy, what Mosaic do?
Yes, Mosaic is a local charity. It serves children in the DT area, children and young people, and it provides counselling and support to children who've been bereaved. And this is through counselling, and it's also through organising special days when the children can get together and families can get together and have all kinds of fun together, but also do some activities which help them to think about the person that they're grieving and talk about them.
Mm. I mean, there are a lot of children in that situation, aren't there, sadly?
Yes, in fact, the charity helped over 400 children and young adults last year alone.
Mm. And Trudy, how do you select which charity? There's so many charities that you could help. How do you select the charities which you will help?
Yes, that's a joint effort between the committee and the members themselves. So we always come up with one or two charities that are close to somebody's heart, and then we... after a difficult situation or chats, then we decide who we're going to.
Yeah. A bit of talking about it, and of
discussion.
Course everybody's got their favourite sort of charity, I guess, haven't they?
And it's been quite easy, I think, over the years. I mean, we have had some discussion, but somehow it's kind of emerged, hasn't it, Trudy, as to which charity is going to work for us. And of course, the whole thing, when it began, when we started first talking about it back in 2015, came out of me reading about a charity that a local person, a neighbour, actually, Kate, had set up. And that's how it all began. I read in the paper about this person called Kate, who was setting up a charity called KDUK, which was to raise money for research and for treatments for people who are suffering from a very rare condition called Kennedy's. And I saw this article and realised that I knew Kate and I knew her husband, Frank, who was indeed had been diagnosed with Kennedy's. She just lived very close by. So I thought, well, as a village, we can really get involved and support Kate as she starts off this charity. And so for the first 2 years, we raised money for Kennedy's. And then after 2 years of Kennedy's, we've moved on to different local charities. But it was a local person who got us going with that vision, really, wasn't it, Trudy?
Mm. Yeah. Well, I think it's fantastic. You've raised 37,000 in 10 years. That's a lot of money, isn't it? Yeah. If anybody's interested in joining, have you got a website that people can go along to?
No, we haven't. It's all done by personal contact. You can either get in touch through the Facebook Martinstown News and Views website and just mention that you want to join in, or of course you just contact one of the committee that's in the village itself. We just wanted to shout out about a couple of the events that we're having this year in addition to the suppers. In March we're having a clothes swap and a little supper, which is primarily for the villagers in Martinstown. But then we're going to have a bigger cream tea, which is a nice event for children to come along to in May, followed by a casino night in the village hall on the 27th of September, which should be a lot of fun.
Train that's how to be croupiers, aren't we?
Good. A new career in the offing. And then of course finally in October we're going to have the Spike Drivers, who are great roots blues band, who've offered to come along and play live for us. They're a four-piece band who've got a good following, and they've launched more than 7 albums and worked between both the UK and Europe and travel extensively, so they're quite in demand. So we're very, very lucky that they're going to come along and play for us. If you're a blues
sounds
lover,
great.
That's the place to be.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Maybe I'll try and get along, baby.
You'll be most welcome.
Thank you. And we're just saying that maybe a little bit closer to the time, you'll let us know. We can put all that on the What's On guide.
That's
and that would be great. Okay.
And there's just one final thing that we'd like to say, Andy, which is a big shout out to all the people in Martinstown, because they have been absolutely fabulous in supporting the charities that we choose each year.
Excellent. Well done to everybody in Martinstown. You're working well out there. Okay. Lovely. Well, thank you both for coming in, and good luck. Let's hope you raise lots of money for Mosaic this year. Okay.
That's great. Thank you.